Today we are going to discuss a topic that is coming straight out of Japan, a country known for its discipline, hygiene and efficiency. But right now Japan is going through some concerns. And what is that? The country is facing a massive flu epidemic, and it is not your regular seasonal flu. Now you might think flu comes every year, why so serious? Good question, the problem is the timing and the intensity of this outbreak. This wave is early, aggressive and it's making health experts around the world nervous. Normally in Japan, the flu season starts around November or December, just like how we start pulling out our sweaters in winter. But this time the flu arrived 5 weeks early. Imagine Delhi's winter starting in September, the whole system would go off balance, right? That's exactly what's happening there. By early October, more than 4,000 people were hospitalized, 4 times higher than the week before. Hospitals are crowded, doctors are exhausted, and schools are being forced to shut down. And it's the children who are suffering the most. In some areas, entire schools had to close because half the students got infected. This is not just fever and cold. People are getting seriously ill. And when hospitals start overflowing, you know things are not normal anymore. For many Japanese citizens, this feels like deja vu, a flashback to 2020. The crowded hospitals, staff shortages, people being told not to visit hospitals unless it's urgent. It all feels familiar. So the big question is, why is this flu so early and why is it so aggressive? Experts in Japan are saying something that's a little scary. They believe the flu virus might be evolving faster, becoming stronger, spreading quicker. One professor, Yoko Sukamoto, said, "The flu season has started really early this year, but in this changing global environment, this might become normal." Now, this changing global environment has two main reasons. Reason number one, the return of travel. If you remember during COVID, international travel stopped. But now Japan, one of the world's most visited countries, is packed with tourists again. And more travel means more mixing of viruses, more mutations, and faster spread. Think of it like giving the virus an express metro pass across the world. Reason number two, the immunity gap. For 3 years after COVID, everyone wore masks, avoided crowds, sanitized hands, so flu cases were very low. That means our natural immunity against flu did not get refreshed, especially in kids. Their immune systems haven't faced flu in years. So now when the virus hits, your body isn't ready. It's like not practicing cricket for 3 years and then suddenly being asked to face a fast bowler again. All this together makes a deadly combination, a virus spreading faster and a population less protected. And that's why Japan's flu vaccines might also struggle to keep up if the virus keeps mutating. The situation in Japan's hospitals right now looks very similar to the early COVID months. Hospitals are full, waiting lines are long, and medical staff are working non-stop. Even if this flu isn't as scary as COVID, the sheer number of patients is breaking the system again. The government has started responding the same way they did during COVID. They are urging people to get flu shots early, especially children and senior citizens. They are asking the public to wear masks, wash hands, and avoid crowded places. Schools and offices are being told to be flexible. If someone is sick, let them stay home. It's like Japan has opened the COVID playbook again, because clearly those lessons still matter. To understand how serious this is, let's look at Japan's flu history. Just last winter, in December 2024, Japan had one of its worst flu seasons in 25 years. Over 3 lakh people got infected in a week. Hospitals ran out of flu medicines like Tamiflu. But even that outbreak, one of the biggest ever, started in December, the usual time. This year's wave is 5 weeks early and spreading even faster. And when experts compare it to 1957 Asian flu pandemic, which killed more than 1 million people globally, you realize why they are worried. They are not saying we are there yet, but the pattern looks concerning. Now, what can we learn from Japan's crisis? Because let's be honest, what starts in one country rarely stays there. Viruses travel faster than news these days. Lesson number one, don't rely on seasons anymore. The idea that flu only comes in winter is changing. With weather change and global travel, outbreaks can happen anytime. Lesson number two, the COVID habits still work. Washing hands, wearing masks in crowded places, staying home when sick, these small things can save lives. Lesson number three, get vaccinated early. Although I'm not very sure about this, but had to be said, especially for kids and older people. Japan is again using emergency healthcare measures, mobilizing vaccines, and asking citizens to be cautious. And honestly, that's a wake-up call for the rest of the world. Because what's happening in Tokyo today can easily reach Delhi tomorrow. So this isn't about panic, it's about awareness. It's about realizing that even in a country as prepared as Japan, one small shift in timing can throw the whole system off balance. If Japan can struggle, any country can. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.